The Great Lakes have their own miniature version of tsunamis more than 100 times per year. That's according to new research led by the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The name of these waves and the danger that comes with them remain relatively unknown. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today has details.
Their name, Meteo Tsunami, is a contraction. Broken down, it means meteorological tsunami. They're about a foot high. And they're not caused by earthquakes like actual tsunamis, says Wisconsin Sea Grant fellow Adam Beckley.
This specific type of wave is caused by thunderstorms and changes water levels very rapidly.
Beckley and his team looked at 20 years of data charting water levels in the Great Lakes. They found that meteo tsunamis last from 5 minutes up to an hour. That's different from traditional waves in the Great Lakes, which only last for about 10 seconds. Or seiches, which can last for hours. But that didn't stop the historic misreporting of mini tsunamis.
We looked in the historical news reports, and they were called everything from seiche to tidal wave, big wave here.
But they can be dangerous. In 2012, three swimmers were swept into Lake Erie near Cleveland. And in 1998 and 2014, meteo tsunamis interrupted shipping operations. They're also most likely to occur in late spring and early summer, the start of beach season. Beckley says his team is now looking into a way to predict when these mini tsunamis might occur in order to warn beachgoers. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.